Hi everyone, welcome back. So today we are going to be doing a Leo full moon energy update and messages from your angels, your spirit guides, and also from the ancestors, because a lot of ancestral knowledge has been coming through me lately. But also if you're watching this video a year from now, the messages are still resonant because you were drawn to this video for a specific reason. So if you enjoy, make sure to give this video a thumbs up, click the subscribe button. I also have 4 free meditations down below that you can check out if you're wanting to heal, fall into self-love, manifest, all that good stuff. So I'll leave that down below. So I'm excited. I want to just chill. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy this reading. And it's so fascinating because I had the most beautiful weekend of my entire freaking life. So if you're not aware, you're new to my channel, I'm studying to be a shamanic practitioner. I'm doing so much trainings this year. I said this was the year of study for me. I mean, I'm always studying, but this was the year I was going to get my qualifications. So I just qualified as a Reiki angelic practitioner. I just qualified as cacao ceremonialist. I just qualified as a violet flame Reiki attuner. And I'm currently studying shamanic Reiki and shamanic practitioning and just a bunch of other stuff. And so, yeah, I was in Mayo this week studying shamanism, as I do every month. And we were just drumming in a circle for hours. And I've fallen in love with the drum and falling in love with that rhythm, that energy, that shamanic energy, because shamanism is the most oldest ancient religion that we can find, not religion, spiritual studies we can find before man-made religion took place. It is one of the most ancient, knowledgeable resources of information for healing modalities and spiritual connection. And so we were just drumming in a circle, and we were in Achill Island, if you're aware. It's like the top 10 most beautiful beach in the world. It was stunning. It was amazing. And then yesterday I went to a full moon healing circle on the beach, and just I'm filled with love, with gratitude, with joy and community. And this is what I wanted to get into with regards to like angel messages and spiritual messages, is like, there is always a collective thread playing out. There is always a collective energy, right? I do truly believe this. But there's this other element of me where right now, my current life, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm the most authentic I've ever been. I'm the most fulfilled I've ever been. Like, literally, I feel so happy right now. Yet I know certain people in my personal life who are going through a lot of emotional turmoil right now. I know a lot of people who parts of their lives are dissolving. I know a lot of people who are going through stress. So when I send these messages, it's not to go into this energy that can lead you astray. It's more just the optimal highest level of knowledge that you can be delivered in this reading to help you in your life. Because essentially, like, you know, there's certain people who are going through a completely different life to me right now. And that's because I believe we're all guiding ourselves back home. We're all on different timelines in our life. No one is like on the same timeline. We're all individual, unique souls learning our own lessons, our own journeys, our own transformations. So just bear that in mind. What is going on with my hair? I'm sorry, if you're listening to the podcast, you probably can't see, but these messages still resonate. So we're going to call in your guardian angels specifically, and mainly your ancestors and spirit guides. But I do feel a lot of ancestral stuff coming up. So the first thing I'm hearing is understand that you are, and I actually had a dream to essentially validate this last night, which was like showing me how you are your ancestors. And I see this time and time again in people, seeing the mirroring energies of their mothers and their fathers, their grandmothers, their grandfathers in them. Because if you think about it, we incarnate in a body, right? We come from a womb, okay? And we were designed in our mother's womb. So essentially, whatever emotions or trauma or anything that your mother holds, you naturally hold in your DNA. And the same with it's not to blame your parents, but it's like your mother's mother holds that trauma, that mother. So if you even think back like 10 generations behind you, like the lineage, you carry a pattern that you specifically, I believe, if you're spiritually awakened, you have awakened to clear that trauma. You've here to clear that karmic pattern that has been tying up and knotting up in the body for generations. Okay. So essentially what I'm hearing from the ancestors is like, be aware of the patterns. Is there like alcoholism in your family? Is there eating disorder patterns in your family? Is there depression in your family? Like that lineage that's been passed down, and how can you clear that? Okay, my ears are ringing as validation for that. So the first card I pulled from the fairy deck, this is a beautiful energy. If you're wanting to connect to kind of like a happy energy, connect to the fairies, this is motivation. So when spring approaches, the flower fairies urge you to spring into action. If there's something you've been merely thinking about doing, they say get busy and do it. And whatever you hold resistance to as well, I'm hearing like really lean into that. Because a lot of people, we think when we want to take action, it's on things that like our heart yearns for. But most of the time, the things that we're truly meant to do are the things that scare us, that feel not aligned, because sometimes we don't know what we want because we're so on our comfort zone or what feels comfortable. We're not actually leaning into the unknown. And then expansion and growth comes from that. So motivation, whatever you've been meaning to do, if it's painting, if it's cycling, I'm hearing for some people, if it's drawing, if it's drumming, really spring into that action, okay, and allow yourself, okay? Nature's signs. Be receptive to the subtle messages from nature as you go about your day. Nature talks to us continually. We need only our open hearts and minds. Yeah, nature is something that humanity freaking needs. Like I was drumming for hours there the weekend and just drumming into the energy, drumming into the spirit of our ancestors, of the lineage of Mother Earth's energy. Like even here, I have a plant. Right, connecting to that Mother Earth energy is so powerful because that again is something we need to fully allow ourselves to embed in that that natural nature that we all are. We're not like, we've become so warped into these like robotic masturbational little things. Like if you think about it, like when I look at like Instagram and I look at TikTok and I see these reels that they're creating, they just want us to be like these wired little robots who are addicted to caffeine for first and foremost, addicted to junk food, watching all this shit that's just being consumed into us to like make us feel ugh. And then on top of that, like the sex industry, the porn industry, everything's just making people become dogs. It's kind of true though. Like they're literally creating us to be these kind of dopamine infused like robots that aren't emotional, that aren't spiritual, that aren't connected to the land, that aren't connected to source, a higher power. And so nature really reminds you to connect to that, connect back to who you truly are, who you naturally are before that kind of programming embedded in you. Okay, I'm really feeling that strongly. Yeah, limit your screen time as well. I'm hearing for some people, limit your screen time. It's not real life. Real life is getting out there into the world and enjoying it, you know? Okay. Parents. There you freaking go. Why is that? See, I have to figure out this ring light. Parents. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, is like watching the patterns of your parents, and asking your parents, ringing them up and going, what was my grandmother like? What was my great grandmother like? And really picking up on those patterns, because again, you embed them in your body. We can dance around the subject because we're a soul, but we also have a weaved in body and a weaved in mind that came biologically from our parents. So finding a way to be aware of that pattern once more. I also got power animal, which is how spirit represents messages through you. They will represent them through animals. If you go through a shamanic journey or you go through a guided meditation or you see a sign of a certain animal, it's usually like some type of message spirit wants to get through to you, okay? I also got solar plexus chakra, okay? Self-esteem, your inner power, your inner radiance. Again, authenticity. Where are you lacking in your authenticity of what you truly are representing in this world? And also I got integrity. Okay, integrity is essentially aligning your values and your actions with what you truly believe in, and then going forth with that. And that takes authenticity, because a lot of people are immensely scared of stepping out of the grain of the system because they're afraid of their authentic self, right? For me, I wrote an email about this morning on my email list. Was like, most of my life I thought I was wearing a mask. I was wearing a mask because I was so deeply afraid of internalizing my truth. And so I would look externally to take in what other people were considering normal, and then I would internalize that. When in reality, I'm here to break systems. I'm here to kind of show people another perspective of life, okay? That, because I don't believe the way the life is living right now is perfect. I don't think it is at all, in the slightest. And I think there's a lot of darkness in this world. And so integrity is really going, what do you truly, truly believe in? And as I pulled that, I pulled Earth Angel, right? I noticed I attract a lot of earth angels on my YouTube channel, like a lot of light workers who are here to bring more light into the world. Like, value your individual perspective. Value the fact that you see things differently. Because as a child, I felt like an alien all my life. I remember in school sitting around looking at the classroom and just feeling like an alien. It's actually why I made Self-Love Mastery, which is my self-love course, because it's a course designed to help you enhance your authentic self so that you can truly match energetically what it is you want to manifest in your life. Because so many people are living in this inauthentic world and then expecting why nothing is shifting externally. It's because they're not radiating their light. Because your authentic self is your highest truth. It is your highest frequency, your highest vibration that will match the external of what you want to call in and what you're destined for, your soul purpose, your dharma, your soul's mission, right? And so integrity is like having that knowingness within your heart to honor that you are different. Like, I am very aware when I was going through my spiritual awakening, I was considered crazy by a lot of people close to me. I went through a stage of quitting shoes. I went through my hippie stage, and I still think I look like a weirdo, but I'm at a point where I don't care what they think. I used to be so afraid of how weird I looked at life or how weird I felt. And it got to a point where I have a lot of sympathy for people who consider me weird, because a lot of people are so linear and structured and kind of put into this box. And it's like, I think that's crazy, if anything. I don't think I'm crazy. I think I'm very sane and normal. Do you know what I mean? So honoring your authenticity, I'm really hearing. Okay, Eight of Fire, speed, activity, multitasking. And if you look at this card, you see here, that is Mother Earth. Like, that is literally showing me, like, the earth angels, the light workers coming to this world to shift the and wake the fuck up. Like, do you see the earth is in there? There's a specific reason that earth is in that picture. And that is because we're here on Mother Earth. We can't escape that, right? We are here on earth to expand, to grow, to evolve, to learn, right? And we can't deny that aspect of ourselves. So how can we ground into the earth, right? Something with me is if you study your north node and your south node in your birth chart, essentially your south node shows everything you mastered in your past lives, okay? Every past life you accumulated, you mastered. So my south node, I mastered psychicness, I mastered angelic healing, Reiki, like very up in the ethers, very surrendered way of living, a very spiritual person. I was probably a Buddhist and many different things in past lives, right? And so that is what feels comfortable. And this is why I want to talk about the comfort zone, because your south node essentially is what feels safe to you because you're so good at it. And that's why I do psychic work for a living, because I'm a really good psychic. I'm really good at tuning into the spiritual realm. I can connect to any energy and deliver those messages to anyone that needs them. And that is something that I'm just naturally very good at because I mastered that in so many lives. But in this lifetime, as we're here on earth, the soul came here to evolve in some way, shape, or form. So the north node essentially is where you're meant to go, what you're meant to master. And so for my north node, it's groundedness. It's really diving deep into my power. It's taking action on my purpose. And so that's why I felt drawn to do shamanism. It's not because I personally feel guided to shamanism. In fact, all I want to do is listen to angels and float in the ethers. But shamanism is groundedness. It's power. It's connecting to the ancestors, the spirit animals. And that's what I'm here to master, right? Because I'm following my north node energy rather than what feels comfortable. So from an intuitive standpoint, I go, I don't intuitively feel like I'm meant to do shamanism. It doesn't feel aligned, but that's because I'm leaning into my discomfort. And how can I expand? How can I grow bigger? And a lot of us, we fall into patterns that feel comfortable to us, right? Let's say it's meditating every day and that feels good and it's good to feel good. But this other angle going, you know, the reason I meditate every day is because I'm so good at meditating. So if I've already mastered this, what else can I master? That's what we come here to live. And I'm hearing evolution. It's for evolution, okay? The card I also pulled was the Empress, which is creation, abundance, action. And the rabbit is on the bottom, which is kind of the spirit animal that's actually been coming to me. The rabbit is fertility. It's abundance. If you think about the rabbit, it's very grounded because it's on the ground. It's hopping from the ground, you know, it's hopping around and it's staying firmly strong on the earth. And so it's here to kind of see the opportunities. It looks around and it goes, what can I achieve? What can I take in my world? What can I attract? Because that's what the rabbit is. It's like super on the ground and it's hopping from one opportunity to the next. So it's really, I'm hearing taking action, whether that's healing, whether you're going through this stressful thing, how can you take action instead of thinking about it all the time or worrying all about it? How can you, you know, use your power and use that harnessed energy in the present to take that action, right? So that is the Empress. It's funny, I had a dream of having a child. I continue to have dreams about the child I'll have one day, and her spirit continues to come to me again. So it's already chosen. And it's so funny that there's a baby right here on this altar. But I think that's really it. It's like the mothering of yourself, mothering of life, mothering and nurturing. And I'm seeing this like rose being grown. In my rose membership, actually, I hold a platform called the Rose Transformation, because I have created a 5-step strategy to transform any area of your life, holistically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. And essentially what you have to do first and foremost is understand we are seeds. We're always planting things. We're always seeding things. We're always growing things. We're always nurturing things. Ooh, nurturing things. And so it's about mothering yourself, and how can you mother yourself to manifest the things that you want. But a lot of action for a lot of people. That's what I'm feeling. And action doesn't mean, you know, hustling. It means taking action on the fact that maybe you want to start healing, taking action on the fact that you're not happy. How can I heal myself? How can I make myself feel more at peace? Starting to look at your anxiety, all those different elements of your life. I also got the Emperor. So I got the Empress and the Empress. No, the Emperor and the Empress, which is all about like structure. It's all about leadership, organization. That's so funny. I literally read the 3 on it and I didn't even see. So yeah, we're gonna, and again, in this card, he's holding the earth. Yeah, I feel like this full moon has brought up a lot of awareness that there's certain things in your life you've been focusing on that aren't necessarily advantaging you. Like they're not serving a purpose. That's what I'm feeling here. They're not serving a purpose. And I got the Knight of Fire, which is confident, passionate, adventurous. But look how this card, they're on a path. So I think there's certain things you're going to need to walk away from. It could be drinking coffee. It could be drinking or eating junk food. It could be smoking cigarettes. It could be hanging around with certain people. And maybe you're watching Netflix shows every night. There's certain things you're going to need to start walking away from and get real with how you feel in order to heal. That's what I'm feeling. And really taking action on those things. So join Self Love Mastery down below if you really want to transform your life. No, but really, it's amazing. Yeah, I got the opportunity, creativity, action, endings, transformation, freedom. Jeez, these cards are literally telling me that there was a lot released for a lot of people. Even myself, massive transformation this full moon. And how can you essentially transform into a greater version of yourself? I also got the Strength card, which has been coming out for me a lot. And see how the lion is in it? It's like calling in the lion spirit animal, realizing there is spirit all around you, Mother Earth all around you, here to help you and to guide you and protect you and lead you on your way. That's what I'm really feeling. It's like, how can you take advantage of the energies that are around you that want to help you? I'm hearing trust, right? I was even doing a rapé healing ceremony a couple nights ago. I was in a group of a lot of people who were doing rapé and we were really healing, and I felt the spirit of Mother Earth come to me, and she wrapped her arms around me and started kind of slowly pushing my back, like she was leaning me backwards, and she goes, trust. She was like, trust, 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 and like pushing me back to like trust life more, to lean into life. Because it's one thing to know this on an intellectual level, but if there's trauma, if there's fear, if there's anxiety deep embedded in you that does not feel trusting, you need to look at that. Because essentially, if you think about it, and I always think about this, is like how immaculate Mother Earth is, how immaculate it is that we have unlimited air, that we have every resource at our fingertips, yet logically we don't trust life. So it's about leaning back. And I'm going to ask for a card from your angels now, just to clarify this reading. Oh my God, they came out so quick. What is going on? I think we are stepping into a lot of action. Yeah, taking initiative on what you want. Because I got the Courage card, and I also got the You Know What To Do card, which is all about, like, again, taking action. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Right? This is about you really taking the reins in your life and just saying, fuck, like I need to change my life, or I want to shift, I want to be happier, I want to be more authentic. Like when I was drumming this weekend, I literally felt like I literally wanted to marry myself. I was like, I would have a full-on marriage ceremony right now, because I was just like, I'm me, I'm Ella, I feel so alive. And I don't think a lot of people know what that feels like, not you guys, but just in general, I don't think a lot of people know that. And so you need to start getting into that energy. You need to start feeling alive and feeling empowered and strengthened. And I feel like this reading is really all about that. It's revelation, it's strength, it's really taking initiative now on how am I going to manage my emotions? How am I going to allow myself to feel safe and really become in tune with nature and be kind of being guided back to these cards again, really just the element of nature. And the butterflies are all around this, which again is transformation. It's transforming into the greatest version of yourself. Yeah, let me just get one last card to sum this all up. And again, if you want to check out Self-Love Mastery down below, this is my newest course because I went on a self-love journey many years ago, and it was the biggest catalyst of my life for change in my spiritual journey, because when you go through a spiritual awakening, it can be overwhelming. You can also become super ungrounded when you become spiritual, because you're awakening to a different realm. And so Self-Love Mastery is about loving yourself enough to essentially fully embed in being a human and then allowing the resources to manifest for you and really transforming your life. Okay, I got four cards that came out. I got the Devil, which I do really feel is your mind holding you back, kind of these stories you're telling yourself. And again, this is also, this card is the Five of Cups. I see here is like allowing Mother Earth to take what no longer serves. So I think things will be released from your life that no longer serve you. It could be as simple, like when I went on this path, I went through a releasing path of having to quit hair extensions. I quit fake tan. I quit makeup. I quit all polyester clothing. I quit coffee. I quit shoes. I quit wearing a bra. Like I was living on a beach. I went through my yogi hippie phase, which I slowly integrated back into more of a kind of grounded woman. But at the time I had to go through that. So it's like allow Mother Earth to take what needs, because you have to surrender to that transformation in order to allow life to continue, because we're cyclical, we're nature. And if we cling to life, we will be resisting the new thing that wants to come in. Okay. Nurturing your seeds, growing what you want. So realizing that everything starts as a seed and a root. So really starting to nurture that. And I also got Death and Rebirth, which is kind of summing up this whole reading, is like, there's going to be a major transformation, if not has already started to happen from the full moon's energy. And it's really about you now honoring this shift that is occurring, that is taking place, and allow yourself to really just enjoy that transformation and surrender to it. That's what I'm hearing, surrender. Even just anytime you're stressed, just think of my voice, just go, Ella said surrender, 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 surrender. Okay, so that sums up today's reading. I really enjoyed it and I hope you have a beautiful day. Please make sure to give this video a thumbs up if you enjoyed. Check out Self-Love Mastery down below, as well as the four free meditations. And if you want to receive like daily emails from me, you can sign up for the meditations and automatically you'll be popped onto that email list, because I write every morning. It's my favorite thing to do while I sip my morning cacao. So yeah, I'm sending you love. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and I'll see you in my next video. Bye.